Hello everyone, and welcome to 10 Today, Series 2, Session Number 10. These are short, 10-minute physical activity routines which will get you moving and stretching. They're great for your health, including boosting your mood. And very importantly, they're designed to support your everyday movements, your functional fitness, your flexibility, balance and mobility, such as when you have to reach up, turn, bend down and so on. These simple routines will help you with that. Just take them at your own pace. There are plenty of options. If an exercise feels too much, then just take it easy and have a break. All the exercises can be done either standing up or sitting down. Just do whatever feels good for you today. When lifting your arms or knees, only go as far as is comfortable. If you have any problems with your knees or hips, take care not to twist them during the movements. When lifting your arms or knees, only go as far as is comfortable. And if you have any problems with your knees or hips, take care not to twist them during the movements. It can also help to pull in your tummy when you're bending your back. And just breathe normally throughout these activities. We want you all to do these activities safely. You are responsible for monitoring how you're feeling throughout the sessions. And if you feel any discomfort or pain, for example, if you feel unwell or dizzy or experience palpitations, then please stop and seek medical advice. By taking part, you agree to our terms and conditions. Please read our terms and conditions on the 10 Today website at 10today.co.uk. Please remember, you agree to take part at your own risk. If you're remaining seated, it would be ideal if you can use a hard chair, preferably one without arms, such as a dining chair that you can sit upright in with a straight back and your feet flat on the floor. If you're standing, just step your feet hip-width apart, relax your shoulders and take a good strong stance. And you might want to have a sturdy chair nearby to hold on to sometimes for balance. We hope you enjoy 10 Today. So we're going to start with a warm-up. You're just going to quickly tap or pat different parts of your body. So briefly tap along each arm, one at a time, in different places. Your upper arm, your forearm and your wrist. And do the same on both arms. Then pat the top of both legs, just quickly tapping up and down your legs in various places towards your knees for a few seconds. Great, you should be nicely warmed up now and ready to move. So the first exercise is trace the glow. Lean forwards and lower your arms down in front of your legs. Now swing both arms up and out to the left, going clockwise in a semicircle until they're above your head. Push your arms right up in the air before swinging them down on that same left side, back in front of your legs. Do a couple more on your left side, swinging both arms out and up, pushing them high up above your head and back down again. That's good. Now, change direction to the right. So start with your arms in front of your legs, then sweep them out and up, going anti-clockwise this time to make the semicircle. Push both arms up above your head and swing them back down to your legs. And again, just do a few more of these on the right side. Try keeping your shoulders back and your vertical arms straight if you can. This is really good for your back, arms, shoulders and core. Next up is gently rocking. So in the usual start position, feet hip width apart and shoulders relaxed, lift both arms to shoulder height and bend your elbows so that one is pointing to the left and one right, like butterfly wings. Now roll your shoulders backwards, letting your arms naturally follow the movement. If you're standing, you can bend your knees slightly at the same time. Keep the movements nice and slow. Now lean forward slightly and keep rolling your shoulders slowly backwards in that position. Then twist your upper body to the right for two more rolls. And finally, twist to the left and do two rolls on that side. Try making the movements a bit wider and lean a bit deeper if you can. This is another good one for your arms, shoulders and core. The next one is called Row Deeper. So you're back on the river for this one. So with your feet hip-width apart, lean forwards as far as you can. And if you're standing, bend your knees as low as is comfortable. If you're sitting, go as low as you can into that lean. Then stretch both arms out in front of you with your palms down. Keep your arms a few inches apart and at shoulder height. And make two fists as if you're grasping the oars. Now pull your arms and upper body back in that strong rowing motion. So repeat that same flowing movement. Lean forwards, bend low, stretch out your arms, gripping those oars again, and then pull your arms back. Just do a few more of these now. Try pulling back a bit further into your shoulder if you can. This really helps your arms, legs, shoulders and core. Well done. Now it's time for setting sun. This is another nice flowing movement to work your upper body and hips. Hold both your arms out in front of your chest, keeping them relaxed with your elbows slightly bent. Now twist to the right, keeping your feet facing forwards. Then move your arms side by side to slowly make a big figure of eight shape in the air with your hands, as if the eight is on its side in front of you. Just keep going, making that figure of eight shape in a continuous flowing movement, keeping it nice and slow. Do a few facing the right side, and then twist to the left, and do a few movements on the left side. You're doing exactly the same, just slowly making a continuous figure of eight shape in the air. Keep going. Try to keep your arms high and make a wider figure if you can. This is good for your arms, shoulders, chest and back, and your hip rotation too. That's great. The next one is called Calm the Ground. Twist your upper body to the right, keeping your feet still and facing forwards. Raise both your arms to just below chest height, bending your elbows so they face out behind you and your palms are facing down. Now push your arms slowly down from your shoulders as if you're pressing towards the floor. If you're standing, bend your knees as far as is comfortable, and if you're sitting, you can press down through your toes. Then relax your arms and raise them up towards your chest as you straighten up. Do a few more of these on the right side. That's good. Then turn to the left and do the same on that side. So push your arms slowly downwards from your shoulders, relax and raise up, and then push back down again. Keep going for a couple more times. Try to have straight arms and pull back your wrists if you can. This is good for your arms, wrists and hip rotation too. Next up, it's go low to repel. You need to flex your arm muscles and lunge forward for this one. Start by holding your right arm out to the side with your elbow bent and forearm pointing upwards to make a right angle. Clench your fist and flex the muscles in your arm. Then, still flexed, move your arm to the middle in front of your face and at the same time, step your right foot forward, bending your knee if you're standing. Then step back as you push your arm back out to the side. Now switch to the left-hand side and do that same movement. So make a right angle out to the side with your left arm, elbow bent. Flex your muscles and clench your fist. And in that position, bring your arm into the centre as you step forward with your left foot. Keep going with this movement, alternating between left and right. So that's left arm and left foot forward, and then right arm and right foot forward. Try to keep your arms high and take a deeper lunge forward if you can. This is good for your chest, shoulders and core. Next up is look deeper. This movement is slightly different if you're standing or sitting. If you're standing, bend your knees as low as is comfortable. Hold your arms out in front of you, loosely bent at the elbows, then straighten back up. And repeat this a few more times. If you're sitting and able to lift your bottom slightly, then rise a small way from the chair with your arms out in front of you and then lower back down. If you're not able to rise from the chair, then move your feet forward instead. Lean forward and press down through your feet to feel a contraction in your legs. So if you're standing, bend your knees, go as low as you can and slowly rise back up. And if you're sitting, rise slightly from your chair or you press down through your feet. Keep going a few more times. Try keeping your arms high if you can. This is good for your shoulders, arms, legs and core. Well done. Now it's time for settle back. Start with your feet a little bit wider apart and toes pointing slightly out. This is great for working your inner thighs. If you're standing, bend your knees and at the same time, lift your arms out to each side. Then straighten up as you lower your arms back down. Just do a few more of these. If you're sitting, lean forward slightly. Press through your feet and lift your arms out to each side at the same time. Then straighten up as you lower your arms again. So keep going. Arms up to the sides as you squat down or lean forwards, and arms down as you straighten up. Try to keep your arms high and bend or lean a little bit lower if you can. This is good for your legs and your core. Now it's full flight. This is another one that's good for your legs and inner thighs. Raise your arms to each side again, but this time stretch out your right leg and tap your foot to the side as your arms come up. Then step back as you lower your arms. Now swap feet. So step forward with your left leg and tap the foot out to the side as you raise your arms. Step back again as you lower your arms. Carry on for a few more, alternating your feet from left to right and tapping each foot out to the side. Try to tap out a bit further if you can. This is really good for your arms and your core. And the final exercise is rise high. This movement is slightly different again if you're standing or sitting. If you're standing, bend your knees as far as is comfortable. Hold your arms out in front of you, loosely bent at the elbows. Hold that position briefly, then straighten back up. Go low again. Hold. Come back up. And then repeat this movement a few times more. If you're sitting and able to lift up from the chair with your arms out in front, then rise as high as you can and lower back down. Another option if you're sitting is to press down through your feet instead. So just do whichever feels comfortable. So whether sitting or standing, you're lowering down and rising back up. Try not to move your knees further forward than your toes. Just do that a couple more times, going low and rising high. If you can, hold the position for a bit longer. This is really good for your legs, core, and your hip movement. That's all the exercises done. Well done. So we're just going to finish with a quick shake to cool down. So raise both arms up above your head towards the ceiling and just briefly wave your hands and arms in the air. Then lift one leg slightly from the floor if you can. Shake it out in the air for a second or two. Raise the other leg and shake that one too. Or you can just shake your upper body instead. So that's the end of the session. Great work, everyone. We hope you enjoyed it. Doing 10 today just 3 times a week can have positive benefits for your physical health and improve your well-being too. It's short, it's fun, and you'll simply feel better. So do keep going. You can also watch videos of all the sessions at 10today.co.uk.